Chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and an opening of the eyes to the blind, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to appoint to those who mourn in Zion, to give to them a garland for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. They shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and foreigners shall be your ploughmen and your vinedressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men will call you the ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of the nations, and you will boast in their glory. Instead of your shame you shall have double, and instead of dishonor they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess double, everlasting joy shall be to them. For I, the Lord, love justice, and I hate robbery with iniquity, and I will give them their recompense in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the offspring which the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God, for He has clothed me with the garments of salvation, He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.